Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the Cera Sanitaryware Limited Q2 FY18 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ali. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 2Q FY18 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. We have with us today Mr. Bharat Modi, Strategic Advisor representing the company. I request Mr. Bharat Bhai to take us through the overview of the company's quarterly results, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kamlesh Bhai. I am Bharat Modi, Strategic Advisor to the company. Sir, welcome you all to this conference who have joined this call. Before I start, I would like to read out the disclaimer, which is as follows. Certain statements in this release concerning our future growth prospects are forward-looking statements within the meaning of the applicable security laws and regulations. These statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties beyond the control of the company that could cause actual results to differ materially from those appearing in such forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties relating to these statements include, but are not limited to, risks and uncertainties regarding fluctuations in the earnings, our ability to manage growth, intense competitions, including those factors which may affect our cost advantage, wage increase, our ability to attract and retain highly skilled professionals, political instability, managerial limitations, and legal restrictions of acquiring companies outside India, and unauthorized use of our intellectual property and the general economic conditions affecting our industry. Cera Sanitaryware Limited, from time to time, may make additional written and/or oral forward-looking statements, including our reports to the shareholders. The company does not undertake to update any forward-looking statement that may be made from time to time by or on behalf of the company as a sequel to this or in continuation of the statements. The company also expects the media to have access to all parts of this release and the management's commentaries and opinions thereon, based on which the media may wish to comment and/or report on the same. Such comments and/or reporting may be made only after taking the due clearance and approval from the company's authorized personnel. The company does not take any responsibility for any interpretations, views, commentaries, reports which may be published or expressed by any media agency without prior authorization of the company's authorized personnel. I will try to give you some glimpses of the performance that we have achieved in Q2 of FY17-18. Let me share that despite the continued overall subdued market trend, largely on account of the snowballing effects of the GST rollout, we have been able to maintain a growth in the double digit. In fact, the growth without Ind AS effect on this during the comparable period is 18% plus. However, considering the applicability of the Ind AS, according to the unaudited results of Q2 released by the company after a meeting of the company's board of directors, on a year-to-year comparison, Cera has recorded a net sales income of 295.72 crores in July-September this year, compared to 262.03 crores in the same period of the preceding year. Considering the applicability of the Ind AS, the company has achieved 12.86% growth in the top line and 3.24% growth in the net profit for the second quarter ended on 30th September of the current financial year 2017-18. However, the comparable growth in the revenue, as I said earlier, net of GST for the current quarter and the net of excise duty for the same quarter of the previous year is 18.07%. I would now state to invite to go to the question-answer sessions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We will take the first question from the line of Chintan Sheth from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Bharatbhai, and good morning to all the others. And, sir, question regarding the growth. You mentioned that comparable growth like-to-like is 18%. Can you just broadly provide some color on whether it's related to restocking post-GST at dealer level or is actual underlying demand growth which you have seen during the quarter? If you can throw some light on it.
Thank you, Chintan, for raising a question. Even if you talk about a restocking, it would always be as a sequel to the rise in the demand. Generally, dealer distributors would not restock unless they see that, okay, there is a revival in the demand. Yes, the revival is not as much as that everybody would like that to be because of the snowballing effects of the GST. There are some issues on ARERA as well as, people are still in a watch mood, and even the government also is taking a lot of corrective steps where they feel that they have not been able to meet through the dealers and the distributors' expectations in terms of the GST procedural aspects of it.
Right.
And therefore, these issues had a continued effect in terms of cleaning up the records and the books that they already have and the stocking without the demand that they are adopting. But in general, Q2 has shown a little revival as compared to what it used to be in Q1. And therefore, market is having a sign where the demand is getting calm because unless you have a demand, even the dealers would not restock them. They are pretty shrewd businessmen.
So you think that the dealer level restocking has reached pre-GST level? It reached the normal inventory level it used to be with the dealers? Or still there is some gap at the network level on inventory side?
Look, as I said, there's a revival, and the revival is a process. You can't state where, from yesterday I was at that and now state where there is in one go. We'll jump back to what we were. So there's a process of a revival when I talk about it, right? Gradual process.
Correct.
So this is what is a sign, which is a very positive sign, because once, you go on, positivity is infused into the business. People would look forward that, yes, now the demand is really getting generated. There are inquiries. There are people coming and asking for it.
Right. So are you going to upward your guidance of 12 to 15% which we shared last quarter given the uncertainty of GST? At this point of time, given the kind of underlying demand you are seeing or revival you are seeing, are you in a better position right now to give up?
Well, I would still be very, 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 very candidly admitting and very conservatively we say, look, we would like to close the year with more than about 15%, but then give and take anything between 12 and 15% for annual growth. That is what we are envisaging. We still have to experience two more quarters. How do the process stabilize? How the GST processes in particular with the kind of rigmarole on filing of a return, getting the credits are getting clarified by the government. So I would still suggest that, the FY18 when we talk about is going to be a year of a consolidation.
Right.
So if we are able to maintain about 15% plus growth, though aspirationally we would like to go to 18-20%. But that's what I just said in the aspiration. If market supports tomorrow, we would bounce back to that because we are geared up for in terms of the capacity, in terms of our market reach as well as the product basket as well. So the strength from the company side that we really have is enormous, which given, a market revival on a positive note, we should be able to bounce back. But let's be very conservative about it. And candidly, I would say 15%, 16% growth when we close the year should be a moderate growth. That what I would try to tell you.
Also in the working capital, we have seen some stretch on given the GST-related aberration we are facing currently, and we are supporting our dealer network as well. So it's quite understandable. But are we seeing that this trend to continue on working capital this year, and then next year we can see some improvement?
You already have reasoned out why there is a stretch itself.
Right.
So I don't think I need to elaborate further. You have appreciated the issues. Yes, we do admit, and it's evident also from the balance sheet itself that, okay, there has been a stretch on the working capital in terms of the stocks, as well as in terms of the debtors that we generally have. And therefore, this trend, you know, is in light of certain abnormal circumstances which have been the outcome of the post-Demon effects as well as the GST effects. So as we know, we go close to the better quarters in terms of the revival of the demand, I think this should streamline.
Right, okay. And on the CapEx front, first half we haven't seen much CapEx outgo from the balance sheet numbers. So do we expect the 200 crore roll forward numbers you have guided?
We would try to say the CapEx would be moderate in the current year. You know, we already have incurred a CapEx until this. Let me tell you the figure of orders.
Right.
We have already done a CapEx. The estimate for the year is close to, you know, is about 90 crores.
Correct, yes.
That is what we are talking about. And,
so we will be...
We have done about 37 crores as of now, and we probably would be taking over at least, you know, another leap into infusing and improvising our capacities as well as improvising the production process as well as creation of a brand and visibility of the brand.
Correct.
So okay. we would probably be meeting, you know, close to what we have projected.
Okay, sir. Thanks for answering my question. I will join back into you if I have any questions. Thanks, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you please help us with the revenue mix in terms of the sanitary ware, faucet and tiles?
Achal, we have, 44% business coming from pure sanitary ware, and we have a 12% business coming from the allied product, which are basically PVC systems, seat covers, and some fittings. So making the sanitary ware to about 55-56%.
Okay.
We have 22% business coming from faucets,
okay.
And we have 20% business coming from the tiles.
Right. Okay.
And the balance, 2-3% is coming from the value range of a product. That's a revenue max.
Understood. So, what I also wanted to check in terms of the number, so you've reported the gross revenue as well as net revenue for the 2Q, gross of GST. What I was curious to know about the 2Q FY17, because there would be... outsourced or for various products, the traded goods, on which there would be excise duty, which is also part of the price. Would you have that breakup? Because I think as against 18%, I think it could be 20% plus. Just wanted to reconfirm that.
No, I would still maintain we have grown, you know, when we compared and did the exercise internally, we came out with a note that we have done about 18.07%. And that's what we would stick to around. You know, you probably can always make a rigmarole in terms of the location more than 20%, but no, we would not like to commit on that part. And 18% is a moderate growth that we, our accounts department and the finance department has really worked as a figure, which is convincing figure.
Yeah, fair point. Would you be able to help us with the outsourcing in each of the product categories, broad outsourcing level?
Well, I can tell you what the outsourcing the category is. You know, we have almost maintained the same level of the category that we had, more or less with a marginal difference. But generally, you know, our manufacturing is about, and the when you talk about 50-50, we have 50% we manufactured in-house and 50% we outsource on sanitary ware. Similarly, in a faucet also, we have almost about a ratio about, you could say, 48%. We manufacture 52%. We had outsourced.
Okay.
And as far as the tiles is concerned, it's completely outsourced because, you know, we have a commitment to the JV, but, you know, we treat as an outsourced material because we, as Serra, just do not manufacture this.
That's right. Okay, okay. And what's the excise duty which was there earlier on sanitary and faucet ware? Broad number for these outsourced?
It was about 12.5% was the excise duty, and now we have only one single tax, as we all know, is about 28%.
Right.
Excepting in faucet, that tax has gone to from 28% to 18%, that there is a marginal benefit to the faucet business.
Okay.
Otherwise, for the tiles as well as for the sanitary ware, we are rate neutral.
Fair. That, in fact, I was coming to the next point, that there is a fair amount of expectation being circulated about reduction in the GST rate for plywood and probably tiles. Just wanted to take your perspective. Would there be any such expectation in our product categories as well?
The question, if you see, it start even from the sanitary ware, you know, if you really talk about the sanitation conditions and the government drive for a sanitation as well as a Swachh Bharat.
Right.
Even we were surprised initially when it was having 28%. But then, you know, it's government and the associations, variety associations have made presentations and representations to Chamber of Commerce as well as to the government that this is something which is, you know, is logically not in line with government policies and therefore it requires a review. And we are pretty sure, you know, the government is really considering and will not be surprised if these rates are reduced, but still we'll keep our finger crossed till, you know, government comes out with the exact notifications on this.
Fair point. So that means there is no impact of such expectation in the September quarter, because we saw that in a tiles company that kind of expectation had impacted the offtake.
Not exactly. Not exactly. In our results, these impact is, you know, absolutely negligible, even if it is there.
Right, right. And just to understand how the quarter went by, was the growth broadly even throughout the period, or you saw a pickup only towards the latter half of the quarter?
No, there was an even growth, you know, excepting, in fact, October, we had a lot of Diwali holidays and there were a lot of closures and therefore probably the October, I'm sorry, but the September, because of the Diwali, which was approaching very fast, there was a slightly on that. But then all throughout, if you see, you know, July, August and September, excepting in some of the rainy days where there was a heavy rain in between.
Okay.
And the disturbance was there, even our production capacity also was affected by about 3 or 4 or 5 days. But then eventually, barring those rainy days, you know, we had almost a moderate growth.
And the similar thing continued in the month of, in this current quarter as well, sir?
Well, it looks like, yes, but we still have not crossed the closure of the current quarter. We only have 1 month which is gone, so still... When we really would discuss, you know, post the Q3 results, probably I'll be in a better position to answer your queries.
Sure, sir. Fair point. Just last question. If I look at the other expenses, they seem to have increased a bit. If you could help us with the power and fuel cost and the reason for the other expenses increased.
See, if you really see the cost increase in power and fuel as a percentage is also not very, very high. And it's about 1.5% if you talk about a gas, or less than 2% is the cost of a power. Because, in fact, the administered price for the gas also has a lot of advantage that it brought to us. We used to pay about 10 rupees a cubic meter. Now, you know, the average price is coming to about 8 rupees. So there have been savings also into that part. But they go almost neck to neck in terms of whether it's power or it's gas. But in terms of a percentage, as a value or a percentage to the sales, is hardly negligible, 3.5%.
Sorry, if I look at first quarter, sir, it was about 34 million rupees, which roughly about 1.5% of sales. Would you have the number for second quarter as well, sir?
Yeah, I would certainly have that number as well. Wait a minute, I can give you that part. And the cost of gas, you know, we have...
Roughly about 1.6% of revenue.
Yeah, is exactly what it is. Yes, 1.6%.
So effectively, the other expenses increased 25%. And
well,
there is no
basically
one-off.
Because of, yeah. There is, you see, the expenditures would always increase because, you know, when we are growing, we need to have a lot of people across in more reductions in terms of your sales force also, because we've been spreading our distribution network. We've been trying to focus some of the areas where our presence has been there, but we still can intensify them further. And therefore, this is where we are increasing our strengths. And on the top of it, you know, where we also had a wage rise contract, which generally is for about 3 years. So that we signed up in the month of April, and therefore that effect also is there. And the general increment to all managerial and the administrative staff also is that. So that is a rise in the manpower cost, which is definitely that. But then we have taken a price rise also from quarter two, and therefore we hope that okay, we should be able to nullify the price or the overhead rise which is there in a time to come.
Right. So what's the price increase you have taken, sir?
We have taken, you know, anything between 2.5% to 5% across and depending upon territory and the products.
Got it, got it. Just last question, sir. In terms of the margins, we've seen margins actually coming off for last couple of quarters. Obviously, it is to do with the product mix. But would we stick to our 17 to 18% kind of a margin guidance for the full year, sir? Or you think there could be a marginal downside to that?
Well, if I say, you know, the margin would improve from a quarter to quarter. You know, if you really say, you know, Q1 margin was what we were, you know, in Q2, we have improved. And therefore, we further expect that, okay, these will further improve in Q3 and Q4. But when you talk about that, okay, 17% margin, this year looks difficult because to really manage a growth and the margin both, you know, these are both the challenge in the current conditions. So we hope that, okay, we should be able to have about 15.5% to 16%, aspiration is 16+. But 15.5% to 16%, if we achieve, we'll be happy about it. On an increase, when we have a growth that we are talking about, another 15-16% on a year-to-year basis.
Right, right. Understood. Sir, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much, sir.
Later.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Anuj Gupta from Perfect Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. So how is the overall industry growing and at what rate is it going?
Well, industry has been growing, and you know, these are certain essentials. You know, we fall into a category that which are essentials, but they are discretionary. You know, you want to renovate a bathroom or you want to buy a house. Now, these are essential for a human living. You are aspirationally, you know, you work all along your life and to really have a good house. And when you really have a good house, you always like to have a good house in terms of a good bathroom as well. But these are not kind of essential that, okay, like a toothpaste or a soap that you next day morning you need them. So this is a discretionary, though they are very essential for a human living. So there has been, because of the demand effects as well as because of the GST effects, and there are a lot of builders who are now trying to get and fall in line with RERA across the country. So there have been a lot of uncertainties which is prevailing in the market, and buyer also currently is willing to let the price drop. And he is waiting for the right price to really get into it. But then the price generally do not drop. They may not, you know, show any upward rise on it, but they do not really go down. So what might happen that if you defer your decision to buy a new apartment, you know, you might probably get the same apartment at the same price, which was available about a year before. There's no price, I said, there's a time difference is your advantage. So there has been a subdued attitude from the buyer as well as even from the seller, because everybody is trying to, you know, settle what exactly the market is going to lead. But otherwise, if to answer your question, you know, market does grow with about, in terms of volume and value put together, has a growth of at least about 12 to 15%. Generally, we have grown, you know, industry grows, if you take the association's figure, they grow only about 5 to 6%. But we generally have always proved ourselves that, okay, we grow almost about either double or 2.5 times what the industry generally shows the growth.
Okay. And so with the implementation of GST, so what benefits have we seen so far in our business? And has there
Can you be a little louder, you know, because I'm not able to hear you properly.
So with the implementation of GST, what benefits have we seen so far in our business, and has there been any shift of business from the unorganized to the organized player? And also, if you could tell me the share of the organized players in the sector currently.
See, GST is a very step in a very positive direction. You know, let's all accept it. And we need to be with the government because they are one of the reforms which are global reforms. And India has to fall in line. Now, if you really want to have a global players coming, you know, in terms of an investments or in terms of, you know, in your exports also, your systems have to be very clean about it. That's what exactly what the government is trying to do about. But then there are always hiccups when, you know, you try to have a change in a system. A lot of people will find it difficult because it's a change and all humans are allergic to the change. So this is a transitory time, and we always say, you know, I've been saying this, that it's a year of a consolidation. And therefore, you know, if you per se in isolation of various facts, GST is a very welcome step and it should benefit. Now the question is, the market used to be, you know, generally divided on a sanitary ware about 50-50 between organized and unorganized. It used to be in favor of the unorganized, more so in faucet as well as in tiles, to the tune of at least about 60-65%. Now, when you have a tax regime which is coming with a reform, this is going to take time, but then unorganized sector also either will have to fall in line with this. And I believe that, okay, it's a step that will really prove very advantageous to all the organized players in this industry.
And sir, please, can you give the estimated breakup of sales from institutions and retail, I think?
We have almost, you know, 50-50 in retail as well as institutional. And generally, you know, there are no authenticated data because, you know, we always keep our dealer distributors in the loop and we do not deal with the builder or the institutions very directly. Even if we get the inquiry, you know, we always keep our local distributor dealer in the loop and we always route transactions through them.
All right.
But as such, it is 50-50, you could say, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Dhaval Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, we have seen some revival in Q2 vis-a-vis Q1. So is this revival across categories and as well as across geographical locations?
Well, it is across category, but then, you know, there are some categories of the business, like ties, for example, has a better growth. Faucet has a better growth compared to what the sanitary ware is.
Okay, okay.
And this is across India, you know.
Okay, so so in North and East, which were not that GST compliant in Q1, we have seen some growth in Q2.
Well, across, as I said, you know, there are always administration problem in terms of how you really address the GST. Some dealers and distributors who are probably more forward-looking and they fall in line with earlier than compared to some people who have not. But then, you know, when you really give a quarter to make a judgment would be a too small a period to conclude about it. We need to give at least about a full year. How every, you know, zones are really faring, they are into falling the line of the government requirements. So we always have been saying that this year, FY18 is a year of a consolidation. Real growth must start from FY18, later part of FY19, I would say.
Still, we are facing some issues with the dealers which are not GST compliant or most of our...
No, it's not. Everybody has to be because they're statutory. The question here is, you know, the dealers, when they try to log in, you know, they spend hours and hours. Their consultants are not able to log into this. They are not able to get a credit of what they already have paid it. So there are issues, you know, which remains to be resolved from the administration's purpose. And therefore, their focus is slightly diluted in terms of, you know, doing a business. They're more into falling in line with what government wants them to do it.
And sir, how is the real estate demand shaping up? I know it is relatively in doldrums, but now it's almost 6 months to RERA. Are we seeing some green shoots?
Not exactly, you know, not as much as we would have liked them to be. There have been some, you know, in bits and pieces, there have been some revivals, but not as much as that we would like them to be.
So when you expect the tides to turn?
Well, it's anybody's guess, but then, okay, give us 6 months more, you know, where there'll be more clarity on this, you know, because everybody will fall into RERA, you know, a lot of people have been speculating that, okay, the small-time builders will get out of it and the bigger fish will take over more. So the market is in a stage, you know, where they're heading for a settlement. So let's really wait for this. And therefore, you know, we have been saying that we have been only growing very moderately, around about 14-15%, 16% growth. Last quarter, we had about 12% growth. So this time, we did about 18% growth. So gradually, there has been a shift in terms of a growth, in terms of the product mix as well. So we feel that, okay, revival is on its way. But it's a process.
Okay. So my last question is on faucets. Have we reduced the retail price post the tax benefit of GST, or have we maintained it at the same level?
No, we have reduced it. We have passed on the benefit on the account of the tax, which used to be.
Okay, so after almost a 5 to 6% reduction in the prices, we might have taken a 3-4% price hike in this quarter.
Well, price is basically dependent of what you would eventually pass it on in terms of the GST benefit itself. The price rise is to really accommodate the rise in the overheads and our cost.
Right, right.
But if we had a benefit purely which was coming on account of the tax difference, we have passed it on to them.
Okay, okay. That's helpful, sir. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Megha Hariramani from PI Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the opportunity. I just need a few numbers on the capacity utilization. What has been the utilization rate on all the products?
Sanitary, we are almost about 98% utilization. When you talk about a faucet, we have a utilization of about 60 to 65%, 70%. And on a tiles, which is basically, we are not manufacturing, but still we have an exposure in terms of the JV, our utilization has remained to about 80% plus.
Okay. On the CAPEX front that you mentioned that we have a 90 crore outline for this year, do we have the number for next couple of years?
You know, we have a rolling plan for CAPEX, which is about 180 to 200 crores, which keeps on rolling every 3 years. These are 3-year plans.
Okay. So in 3 years, we intend to spend about 200 crores.
That's right.
Okay. And on the marketing side, as you mentioned that, you know, the CAPEX includes our strategy of creating brand visibility. So off late, like last couple of months, we've again started seeing ads on TV for Sera. So is it one of the steps that we've taken, and how much is the marketing spend that we are intending to do?
See, if I understand your question correctly, if you are trying to relate our CAPEX and if you are trying to relate our spending on TV, they are two different. When we talk about a CAPEX or a marketing, we are trying to create in terms of more display centers, you know, which are company-owned display centers, or somewhere we would like to hire up where we can demonstrate the entire range of a product. We have such display centers across country, currently is about 9 to 10, and we would further increase them every year. This is where we are talking about a CAPEX and the spending on that part. Whereas, you know, our appearances are coming on a TV is a part of the revenue, and generally we have about 3.5%, 4% is our budget for the media and the sales promotions. So this TV ads are part of 3.5%, 4%.
So the marketing spend overall should remain within 4% range of revenue.
Sorry?
The marketing spend, the advertisement spend in a way should remain.
Yeah, it's about 3.5% to 4% of our annual turnover, yes.
Okay, that's it for myself. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Chanchal Khandelwal from Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. The point I wanted to understand is on the retail front. Now, the way the tiles and sanitary ware retail happens, you think companies like there's a company in South India who's trying to do retail of tiles and marbles and sanitary ware. You think those kind of companies will be able to succeed in the longer term, or how is the distribution bandwidth here? So what I understand is that the search cost in the industry is very high, and the consumer goes to 3-4 tile stores before he decides what to buy, or 3-4 sanitary ware stores before he decides what to buy. But do you think some building material store can become bigger?
Are you talking about those online stores like Shankar Builders? Are you comparing
Shankara Build Pro kind of a store?
You see, those are the different kind of stores, but then gradually, yeah, there is a shift towards an online, but then still, you know, the kind of a product that we deal with. And looking to the mindset of the Indian people, unless you have a very standardized product, people still do not prefer to go on an online. They might have a look at it. Even we have an online portal where you
I'm not talking about online. I'm talking about the store. I'm talking about stores.
But so eventually those stores, yes, those stores will be, but then, you know, we have far more better distribution reach. So they do not really compete. And that, the kind of, the customer range is a very different kind of a customer range in that kind of a category. Whereas, you know, our distribution reach is across, we have more than about, let's say, 8,000 to 10,000 active retail touch points. And if you really compare ourselves, we are much larger in terms of our distribution spread compared to the kind of a store that you are referring
to. How big would be top 10% of your retail touch points? How big or how strong they would be? They would command 20% of your sales or 50?
Well, there is always an 80-20 ratio which always comes, you know. There are about 20% distributors always really fetches a business which is about 80%. But then, you know, we have a category where we have a distribution and under them, you know, the retail touch points. So every distributor has about 11 to 12 another retail touch points under him. So we have about active about 800 to 1,000 distributors who really sell and promote. Besides, we also have some progressive distribution who are able to allocate about 1,500, 2,000 square feet of area in their own showrooms purely for demonstrating Cera's product, which we call, you know, Cera Galaxy.
How many of them are there?
We have currently about 150 and we are gradually increasing to 250. That's what the plans for the next 3 years are. So that's an ongoing process. If you had asked me these questions about, let's say, 2 years back, I would have said we only about 50. Now we have about 150. And these we hope that, okay, every year we would be adding at least about 20 to 30% on these. And in next 3 years, we may go to double the figure that what I'm talking about. So our methods are slightly different in terms of addressing customers' needs and everything. What you said is very right when you say, well, look, the customer always go three, four places and buy that material. But then at the end of the day, it is a value for money, the design and the dependability of the brand and coming straight away from the company are some of those things which people really appreciate and they take a decision like that.
How much percent of the sales is to builders or through dealers, through builders, how much percent of the sales today would be?
50-50. Retail is still 60%, I would say, and 40% is to the builders. Institutions, you could say.
Understood. Okay, sir, thanks. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Akshat Gandhi from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers on the sales side.
Thank you, Akshat.
Sir, two, three questions. If I look at the breakup, I see the allied products to sanitary wear have maintained their share and they have also grown in line with the top line versus the sanitary wear growth, which of course due to base has grown slower. So we generally used to see the allied products going in line with sanitary wear. So is there something different which is happening?
No, we have, you know, if you really see our sanitary wear allied product is about 12%.
Correct.
And when I talk about a 12% is on an increase with the growth that we are talking about. On an absolute amount, if you really say we have grown that part.
Okay. Second thing, if I were to look at tires, which has been a major growth driver, in next 1 to 2 years, what kind of contribution can we reach from tires to the overall sales?
We, at the end of the day, you know, we are aspiring, you know, about 3 years down the line, we'll have a 50% coming from sanitary wear. About 40% would come from pure sanitary wear. We'll have about 10% coming from allied products. And then we have 25% coming from faucet and 25% coming from tiles.
Okay. Okay. Is there any thought process in mind that once we reach a certain kind of top line, we will set up our own complete JV capacities? Because I believe current volumes, we will have a lot of outsourcing versus the Anjani also.
You know, we are dividing these issues in market segments. You know, currently we are trying to cater to the southern market, which is a very strong market for us. And there, we would like to help Anjani because the location-wise, it's more suitable. And we are outsourcing for northern and the western market from Morbi because of the logistic cost.
Mm-hmm.
As we really would stabilize on these business plans, you know, we also have a plan to really open up one more, put up a JV in Rajasthan.
Mm-hmm.
We already said earlier also that we already have bought a land of about 95,000 square meters in a ceramic zone there.
Once we feel that, yes, our turnover, our revenue is reaching to a stabilization point and which can absorb whatever the production that we might turn out with the combination of GVT as well as STT, we would put up a plant also in Rajasthan to take care of the western, northern, and the far east business.
And once we reach kind of a 25% contribution from tiles and 25% from faucet ware, is it possible to reach back the 16-17% kind of sustainable margins?
Very much.
Okay.
Very much.
Okay. Also, one last question. I see that our rolling capex has been up to 90 crores, on a 180 crores for 3 years. So how much we plan to have the investment in JV? Out of that 90 crores this year?
This year, you know, we will have only another about 5 crores only for JV because we already have done it. You know, if you really see the current year, we already have done about 15 crores to 18 crores in JV out of those 89 that we have said. That we have upgraded and we have added a technology for manufacturing GVT. And in a time to come, the combination even from our JV partner also will be that, okay, you know, we'll have an STT which will be contributing about 25%, but still 25% would come from the GVT business, which is more lucrative, more profitable to us. And that shift, again, would be continued. In a time to come, we'll have at least 60-40 ratio.
Oh, okay. So the most of the remaining capex is towards capacity expansion or where would it actually?
You know, we are raising capacities for faucets as well as, you know, we have already installed a plant for manufacturing zinc-based handles.
Right.
Either to where we used to either import or, I mean, basically we were importing from China. And nobody in India manufactures, not even in Jaguar also. And therefore, we thought we can take a lead on that, and we have put up a plant for manufacturing zinc-based handles, which has given us a cost advantage also. So our faucet margin also is on a rise as well as compared to what it used to be earlier.
Okay.
And on a tiles margin are also, the combination of JVT would add on for the margin to it.
Okay. And one last thing, what kind of a dealer network we have reached in tiles?
We do not have a dedicated tiles or a faucet. You know, it goes as a combination. Our existing dealers and distributors have only been taking it over.
Oh,
except
okay.
There have been a couple of proposals where we need an exclusive tile store either in Hyderabad or we need one in Bangalore and one in Kerala. But generally, our experience has remained that, okay, our existing dealers have been very forthcoming on this.
And
they would like to really take more opportunities where they can add on their own product and would help them to have more business.
Great. Just one small question if I can squeeze in. If Anjani, you could share with us their top line and EBITDA for this quarter.
Well, we have a double-digit EBITDA margin on Anjani. We maintained also and this is stable there.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much for answering all my questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Samar Sarda from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Bharat Bhai. Good afternoon.
Hi, Samar. Good afternoon.
Bharat Bhai, a few questions from my side. One was...
Sorry to interrupt. There's background disturbance from...
Yes. So, hello? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Bharat Bhai, on this new launch, Jeet, which you like basically had a launch process and it's basically for affordable housing projects and housing for all. Could you help us with a little more details on this, whether it would be manufactured or outsourced, how lower are these price points versus your normal product and whether it will cater to some of these government contracts on this?
Yeah, basically, we have come out with another brand called Jeet, Jeet, Jeet. And this from the House of Sera. It will be completely outsourced with our quality parameters which we have prefixed on that part. And these will be very ideal for an affordable housing which government is trying to promote. And we feel that, okay, with Sera being an upper brand, affordable housing, only in the top category probably can really have a Sera brand. But when you talk about the first and the second category, we would like to promote it with Jeet. There's a price difference, which price difference in an absolute amount, if you see, you know, is about anything between 500, 300 to 500 rupees, but in terms of the percentage, it may be probably 100% in some of the categories. And therefore, we feel that, okay, this affordable housing would really welcome something coming from a house of Sera, which is very dependable product value and a brand value. And we will not be using our capacity where we would be manufacturing. It will be completely outsourced.
Okay. And from a business model, like, say, for example, the super luxury ICF is probably like 3 to 4% or 5% of the revenue. By FY 2021, from a revenue perspective, how much would JEET contribute or likely to contribute?
Well, we still are keeping a finger crossed because, you know, how the affordable housing and how the entire market that everybody is eyeing is picking it up. But even then, you know, is not we are not booking our own capacity. So currently, you know, we are not committed in terms of the capex or in terms of a working capital to that extent. As we really see how the market really responds to this, we would be really increasing our working capital involvement gradually into this part, and we'll be taking a call on this.
Okay. My second question was on your second quarter results. Obviously, given the backdrop, you reported very good numbers. Just to understand a little more, the institutional and the retail segment, have both segments grown in this quarter or the retail segment has grown more?
And retail has grown more because, the institutional, if you really see, there have been slightly a subdued thing because of the RERA coming in. A lot of people are trying to fall in line with RERA requirements, and there are no new projects announcements compared to what it used to be. You know, there have been very less new projects coming up. So it's more coming from the retail or even those buildings, which were at a finishing stage even by the institutional buyers who would probably require our kind of a material.
So, Bharatbhai, excluding these projects which are already under construction, nearing completion, there is a clear slowdown in the last 3 to 4 years in new launches, which might continue for the 1.5, probably 2 years from a launches perspective. So, again, giving another year or two, so because our MEP requirement usually comes at the end of the project, institutional demand is likely to remain weak for a considerable period of time. Is that correct?
Therefore, you are seeing that there have been more rise on a business on a faucet as well as the tiles compared to what the sanitary ware is. Because the replacement market for both tiles as well as the faucet is much faster and much larger. And therefore, the kind of a product mix that we have currently in our focus has also been more on a faucet and a tiles, purely because of these reasons, because a sanitary ware is one, which generally do not get replaced, and it always used in a new building or a new construction, yet at the fag end of when the building is coming to a finishing stage. But we do see that there have been some movements also in terms of people going for an affordable housing or even for a replacement, or they want to renovate a bathroom. Because we have been trying to attack every possible business avenue where we could really get. But the growth, as we all have witnessed, that the sanitary ware has slowed down only because of this. And while the faucet as well as the tiles has gone up purely because of these reasons.
Fair enough. Just to complete this question on the results, our growth in the second quarter was more on volumes from the retail side, pricing, or change in product mix? How can we define that?
All the three, you could say, is a combination. Because these are all the three are accepting, when you talk about a price rise was only internal. But the product mix, we has to be in line with what the market is expecting. So there are outside factors which had to fall in line that we had to adhere to that part, and we had to adjust our cost and the pricing accordingly. But we have taken a price rise, as I stated earlier also, anything between 2% to 5% across.
And one last question was on your capex. So on the sanitary ware side, we've not really commenced the production of that incremental 0.3 million pieces.
We have not. We are almost on the verge of completion, but, since the market is subdued and the growth also, as we witnessed in the last two or three quarters, has remained subdued. So we are only thinking, we are only waiting that let the market open up. We would probably be able to really commence at capacity within 4 weeks.
Okay, so
there's no point, just completing and then let it remain idle is no point.
fair point. So it's likely to happen only in FY19 now, if I have to make an estimate.
Well, if we always say that, you know, FY18 is a year of a consolidation, we do not really envisage any drastic changes except in a moderate growth about 15-18% that we are talking about. The capacity would get spilled over in terms of the increase, you know, either by the last quarter of FY18 or maybe beginning of FY19.
And same would be the case for faucets as well.
Faucet, anyway, we have increased capacity, so there is no question about further increasing because, you know, we have a capacity increase on a 7,200 pieces per day.
Right.
And that's what we are using about 70% now, 70 to 75%. So we still have a capacity which can take care of at least for the next year down the line.
Okay.
And when we really reach to about 90% utilization, so now we would take a further call how we increase that capacity and make it to 10,000.
Right. And these ring base handles you mentioned, from a revenue perspective, that will be considered as a part of the faucets revenue only.
Absolutely.
Great, great. Thanks a lot for this and all the best for the second half.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Priyank Sanghvi from 5Y. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Mr. Modi, can you share the response that we got to the renovation service, bathroom renovation service?
There's been excellent thing, you know. The only question is the implementation and how we really execute that is a very challenging environment. And we have selectively started in about 5 to 6 cities, and we are taking a call that, okay, we would be doing it in 5 to 7 working days. And we're taking very, very conscious call on this part, because we do not want to spoil a name in an anxiety that, okay, there's a lot of business and we would execute and we'll try to take up whatever comes our way. But the response has been extremely good, and there have been a lot of people asking us that, okay, that's a very good thing, and can we do it? A lot of schools, a lot of institutions, colleges, hospitals, a lot of public utility services, they've been really asking us to help them out on that part, and also even the private house owners as well as apartment owners. So the demand has been from across. The only challenge that we have is an execution, which we are trying to build our capabilities as well as capacities on that gradually.
Okay. Good for Terra to take this challenging project, as you had mentioned in the past.
Thank you.
My next question is, now that we are like 4 to 5 months into the GST implementation, can you share how are the unorganized players in Morbi coping with right now, what's the status of coping with the GST?
There are two ways you could look at it. You know, one information, a set of information that we had earlier was that, okay, they had already booked the sales for the next 3 or 4 months even before the GST was implemented. That means, you know, they had extended a credit and material pre-GST, which, you know, if a dealer had a capacity to only take, you know, 1 truckload, they have sent them 10 truckloads, pre-GST rates. And then they are waiting, you know, patiently. That gave a business already they had covered for about 3 to 4 months. And that gave them a lot of time to how to gear up to the challenging environment. And therefore, you know, they're all entrepreneurs having created a lot of economic value for their plants. So they would always come back and they would always try to fare well in terms of how they would adhere to the GST. But there are more brains working how to flout GST rather than, you know, the brains who really want to protect the GST. So I'll not be surprised if there be any kind of a thing. But okay, you know, we'll only experience as we cross the bridge more and we see more. But the government drive is that, yes, everybody has to fall in line with, and therefore more we cannot be exception to that part.
My last question is about, can you share the growth numbers in various categories?
Have grown, you know, more on the tiles as well as on the sanitary ware. Tiles and the faucets, whereas the growth in the sanitary ware is absolutely, you know, moderate. We almost maintained this sanitary ware growth. There's no much of a growth in that part, excepting in the value. But on faucet as well as on a sanitary ware, whatever the growth that 18% comes to, it is only purely accounted because of the size as well as the faucets.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, and good luck for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just one question. Earlier, we have emphasized a lot on ROCEs. Sir, would it be possible for you to provide some color on what is the ROC profile in each of the three businesses that we have?
We do not have an independent thing because you have to take the company as a whole because, there are different ways you could look at it because the margins are different for every product. I might give you a very clear example about it. We had a very hefty margin, or we still have a very good margin on an EBITDA level when you talk about a sanitary ware. And the margin in faucet as well as tiles is not as much as in terms of EBITDA when you talk about when compared to the sanitary ware. But then imagine a situation, if we would have remained only a sanitary ware company without getting these products added into a product portfolio, the growth that we are talking about would not have been, or we would not even achieve your last 5 years. And therefore, the incremental product, you do not take all decisions purely based on what ROC or it would generate. Yes, there could be an idealistic or a standard ROC that we would always look forward to it. But first of all, we would always look into it, what is the synergy of the product? Does it fit into the same distribution channel? Do we have to add on any further marketing, or can our own marketing efforts and the staff can market and sell this? Now, these are the decisions. And this is how, we take a call. And there are no additional excepting, you put forward a plant. And there are no additional marketing expenditures, even if they are not marginally, they are very low. But overall margin that we would get combining the business in absolute amount and the ROC that we are talking would always be improvised year after the year, even with the addition of the low margin business. So decision generally you would take it that, okay, does it really add a value, number one? If the answer is yes, how much does it add a value? Is it acceptable? Are there any other options? That's the way decisions are taken.
So do we have any cut-off ROCs for our incremental?
Always, yes. We would always look forward to about 18-20% ROC. Has to be there.
Okay. That helps. And so specifically for tiles, you had earlier indicated at the time of the JV, we will clock double-digit margins. I think that's something that we're already doing. So if one had to basically look at from a capital deployment incrementally, say 3 or 5 years out, sir, what will be your pecking order, or is it more of diversification is that you look at? So just wanted to understand your thought process.
No, can you come again on the question? So I couldn't make out what
is that. Sir, we have been pretty good on capital allocation. I remember at the start of Anjani JV, you had indicated for double-digit margins, and that you had also indicated that
EBITDA margin is double-digit, yes.
Yes, yes. So you had indicated it's only then we will incrementally deploy more capital in tiles as a business.
Absolutely right. We are a very serious player in tiles as well. The only question is, the market currently is pretty subdued about it. Though we are growing in tiles compared to the other products that we are having in our product basket, but not as much as, we should grow. The market does not really support as of now. So let the market open up and we are almost geared up. We are a cash-rich company. Any day we can take a call, yes, we can really make more investments with. But as a policy, I can always say, yes, we are a serious player.
Right. Sir, what will your pecking order be, say, 3 years, 5 years down the lane? You indicated a rolling capex plan of, say, 200 crores. Which of the segment will see the most of the capex? That is of interest, sir.
As I said, the revenue mix that, we are talking 3 years down the line, 50% would come from sanitary ware, and then 25-25 each would come from tiles or the less faucets. So when you really talk about, that's the mix that we are talking about, we also would be, well, if we take a look, we are incrementally rising with about 15-20% growth into the category or in a total revenue. So likewise, we'll have to increase the capacity also in a sanitary ware. Currently, we sell a sanitary ware in terms of a volume, which is about close to about 3.6 million, whereas our capacity is only 3 million. So anyway, 0.6 million, anyway, we're outsourcing. So
right.
As we really feel that, okay, this outsourcing business, whether should we continue or should we raise the capacity, is a make or a buy decision, it all depends upon how the market is stable and can really give us a stable business. The moment we feel that, yes, it can give us another incrementally 15% stable business, we'll put up a capacity. We already are geared up for raising a capacity from 3 million or 3.3 million anyway.
Right. So, sir, when we say this 200 crores of CapEx, are we looking at a more percentage of captive overall, say, 3 years down the lane across for sanitary ware and faucets?
Because including even tiles also, you know, all the three categories, because, you know, the level that we are, you know, we feel that faucet has a tremendous potential. You know, I would make very candid admission. You know, is 1 to 10 is required. One Indian market, one brand leads the market. But it does not mean that, okay, there is no scope for somebody else. I don't say I'm going to be number 2 from tomorrow. But the gap that 1 to 10, you know, can be reduced to 1 to 7. It can be reduced to 1 to 6. And even if I incrementally go up into that kind of a business, it's a huge business that we could really monitor.
That helps. Sir, last question. Can you give a broad split of this 200 crores? So you indicated, like, we will be doubling our Sera Galaxy every year, if I got it right.
See, it's basically 200 crores is a figure based on an internal accrual that we would be generating as such. We are a debt-free company, would continue to remain debt-free, and we would always be reinvesting whatever we generate into the business. And therefore, you know, the segments that we are talking, we are serious player in tiles, we are serious player in faucets, and also in sanitary ware. So the mix always would come into it, and as the market forces would decide which way we should spend. We'll be going for a more automation on sanitary ware because it's basically a labor-intensive industry. And the cost of the labor and the availability of the labor is the biggest challenge today. And therefore, you know, in a time to come, we already have started an automation. We have a lot of robots now, which is taking care of a lot of critical operations and an activity in sanitary ware. So is also we are doing in faucets. So a lot of automations will really find a place as a part of our CapEx. We also would have a lot of brand visibility. We'll have a lot of display centers of our own. So these are mix.
That helps. Thanks a lot, Bharat.
Pleasure.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Anupam Goswami from Stewart & McAdich. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. First of all, congratulations on the great set of numbers. My first question would be, sir, would there be any price increase in the products in the coming future?
Price increase, as I said, you know, we have taken in the last quarter anything between 2% to 5% across, depending upon the product, the territory.
Mm-hmm. And it will going to continue like this?
Well, as long as, you know, it gives us a comfortable margin, we would not take a price. Generally, we take 2 times or at least 1 time in a year. So this time we have taken, now we would wait for an appropriate time. Either it will be a cost push or if the traffic can bear in the market.
Okay. All right. And one more thing, you mentioned about the bathroom renovation service. It has already started, and it already started in 5 to 6 weeks. What percentage of revenue is coming from this service?
You see, as of now, the revenue is too small. This question is, you know, is about building a brand, strengthening a brand. You know,
yes.
That a lot of people talk about that. Yes, Sera is into this, and Sera is helping us. If you really see, the market is tremendous. You know, it, probably the replacement market in India is totally unexplored. I might even ask you a question, you know, how many times in the last 5 years or 10 years did you renovate your bathroom? Probably answer would be hardly once, or maybe you might say no. Not that you can't afford, not that you don't want to do it, but the hassle. Now, this is what, you know, we are trying to help everyone that, yes, we will take care of all the hassles in terms of getting a master electrician, plumber, you know, a complete supply chain, and then trying to execute the entire thing. Now, this is, you know, gradually we are trying to get it without really making any faults on that part. Once we stabilize and increase that level of activity, we see that tremendous potential. The market can be more than 500,000 crores. You never know about this.
Another thing is that in terms of capacity expansion, right now you are looking for, like, faucets and tiles expansion mostly?
No, we are basically, you know, we are currently looking forward for a sanitary ware expansion because, you know, we are almost using our current capacity to 98%. Faucet, we are using a capacity close to about 65 to 70%. Tiles, we are using about 80%. So we still have a room for faucet and tiles to continue this way at least for the next 1 year.
Okay.
But we need a sanitary ware capacity expansion, and currently, you know, we don't lose a market. We outsource that. We are only waiting for the market to stabilize, the demand to really stabilize, and then we'll put up a capacity.
So sanitary ware capacity you are building around 50%, you said, right?
No, we are not building 50% capacity. You know, the current mix is there where, you know, almost about 40% of the volume for which we get, you know, 40% of the value we get with outsourcing is about 20%. 80% of the volume is still we manufacture.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's
thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Chintan Sheth from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Rahit Bhai, for the follow-up. One question, sir, on the outsourcing side. We are hearing, at least in this tile segment, where post-GST competitors are facing some challenges on continuing the JV partnership, irrespective, because of various reasons I'm not dwelling upon. Are we facing any JV challenges for sourcing?
No, we have not come. We have only one JV and we have a very stable partner there.
No, not in tiles, but in other segments where we outsource, like in sanitary.
You see, when you talk about an outsourcing in other segments, there is no JV.
Yeah, but in outsourcing, people are still facing some challenges. In our,
we are not facing any challenges, no.
Okay, so market is not, post-GST, you haven't seen some...
No, we have not, no.
Okay, okay. And so on the home upgrade portion, you spoke about there is challenges on scaling up the activities or the learning curve for you to actually go about and create an entire new segment for us in terms of revenue generation. So are we have any mindset of, say, going forward in 3 years, we want to generate some X amount of money or revenue from this segment? And
currently, objectively, you know, we have not started home upgrade division to really add on or generate revenue.
Right, okay.
Objectively, it is not there, first of all.
Okay.
Yeah, we see the market is immense.
Right.
Market has a tremendous potential.
Correct.
So we are only trying to figure out where can we position ourselves, what are our strengths, what is our capability, what is our product strengths, what is our product mix which can get into it. So we are trying to make a gauge and we are trying to experiment that, okay, can we execute this?
Correct.
So we are in a stage where, you know, we are taking a call for the next year, 2 years down the line, where we want to stabilize as one good executor about this. Once we feel that, yes, then we will expand our reach and then it will start generating revenue.
Then, from the current experience of whatever period we are doing this activity, how are we reporting the revenue as in the turnkey project revenue in our P&L, or how are we reporting?
No, it's a division where from we, but the currently the income, you know, is not exceeding 10% of our normal business.
Right.
And therefore, you know, is in going into the product sales.
Okay, it will be in the product sale itself, and the execution or the project kind of expenses, civil work.
These are product sales which covers up our revenue also, because okay, there's an added profit into that part.
Right. So that is added in other income or
exactly,
other operating incomes.
Exactly.
Okay. And right. Okay, sir. Thanks. I will call up later. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take the last question from the line of Ayush Sharma from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, is it possible to share the regional mix of the sales?
We have almost about 42% coming from the southern states. You know, we have this time Andhra Pradesh and Telangana going very strong. Kerala, we are just maintaining. And Karnataka also is stable. But the compositions come to about 40-42% from these combination of the states. And Tamil Nadu, of course, is there, but then the Tamil Nadu is a den of Periwar, and therefore, to really make a dent in Tamil Nadu is not that easy. But despite these, you know, we have still about 5% business coming from there, which is a part of my 40-42%. But the major business which is contributed is Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, Simandhara, as well as the Karnataka and Kerala. We have Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Rajasthan, Punjab. They all contribute a fairly large amount of a business including Haryana. We are reasonably strong in the Uttar Pradesh also. We are now trying to make a lot of headways into West Bengal as well as in the northeast states like Assam. We have made a modest beginning in Orissa as well as in Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. But these are still virgin states for us, and we feel that, yes, we can cater into it. But currently, the market itself is very subdued, and therefore the efforts required are not in line with what it can generate revenue. So, waiting for a better time.
Sure, sir. So, any specific reason why we are just maintaining our growth in Kerala? Then the market is not.
Well, even that's a question to many people, you know. But then Kerala, I might say, you know, the literary standard, the brand awareness and respect for any branded products is far more. Plus, their exposure, a lot of Indian diaspora have been migrated to Gulf countries and maybe overseas who have used a branded product, and therefore a lot of money which, you know, Indian diaspora sends back home. They feel that, yeah, the branded products are the product that everybody should buy. So Kerala is purely because they respect the brand more than any other states.
Sure, sir. Sir, anything on the raw material pricing?
No, they are stable prices. Excepting, you know, in, if you really talk about the brass which is going into making of a faucet, yes, there have been volatility into it, and the brass prices have gone up by 5 to 6% depending upon what international London metal exchange market, because brass is basically an alloy, you know, it's copper and zinc together. So many times it decides international prices, and that volatility we have to absorb anyway.
Sure, sir. That will be all, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
There you go.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak for closing comments.
Bharat bhai, just one point I wanted to check. How many SKUs we would be having in faucet and sanitaryware and tiles now vis-a-vis last year? If you can.
You know, as we really have increased our designs, we have also a slightly rise on that part. But,
right.
You know, but what has helped us is a introduction of a new technology, what we call it the 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
Which has helped us a lot in terms of reducing these SKUs because of the mold that get designed very fast. And we come out with more changes in the design, and therefore newer the design, you know, either the old designs are getting out, which were running for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we are able to manage our SKUs also in both, whether it is sanitaryware or in terms of the faucet. But faucets, you know, we are trying to cover up more and more because we are trying to gather a larger share, and we design options are one of the best marketing strategies. If you throw more designs, the customer would always be ready to look at it and buy that part. So SKUs in terms of these would always be there. But then generally, what we have done is that the internal parts in faucets, we have standardized them.
Mm-hmm.
So generally what you see, the housing, which changes, and therefore we every quarter we come out with 3-4 more designs, and maybe in a year we come out with about 20 set designs. So SKUs would definitely increase, but if it increases my business, we are always willing to take that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Great, sir. So thank you, everyone, for joining for this call. Special thank to Bharat Bhai for providing a detailed insight about the company's business and the financial performance. With that, we conclude the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I also thank everyone who joined the call. And for any follow-up questions, either through Kamlesh Bhai or people can approach me also directly on my email.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Asian Market Securities, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.